The 2024 braid season is approaching, and Braiding Is My Business podcast is your go-to resource for all things related to the art and business of hair braiding. As the 2024 braid season approaches, it's essential for braiders to prepare and look for sales on braiding hair and supplies. Whether you're a seasoned professional or just starting out, being well prepared with the right materials is key to a successful braid season. In this episode, we will discuss where braiders can find the best deals on braid hair and supplies, helping you get ready to meet your demands of the upcoming braid season. Stay tuned for valuable insights and tips to make the most of your braid season well prepared this year. For more information and insights, tune into this podcast, Braiding Is My Business, and get ready to elevate your braid season. This game is on, girls. Let's get it in. So a lot of braiders want to know, how do they actually get a sale on their hair and where they can get one from? Now, most people have a vendor's list, they have a supplier, or they just use their local beauty supply store. But knowing when you're getting a sale on braiding hair can be determined by these several factors. Number one, promotions and discounts. You want to look for sales, special offers, or discounts on braiding hair, okay? These products may be advertised on the packaging, in-store displays, or even the online retailer's website. So please be sure to pay attention to details. Read the headers, read the small pop-ups. You never know. You might miss out on something if you don't pay attention to it. Number two, seasonal sales. Now it says that some retailers may offer sales on braiding hair during specific seasons or holidays. This could be like our past related Black Friday, the past Christmas, and the New Year's. Oh yeah, and don't forget about Cyber Monday, because we are really going around the braid season, which we think, or we have made up to be the summertime, okay? The most colors, the most length, the most versatile styles, the list goes on, okay? So these holidays that I just mentioned revolve around braid season, okay? So those are our off-peak seasons, which means that those are the times that we should be looking for sales from vendors and suppliers that are nearby or online. Number three, clearance sales. Keep an eye out for these clearance sales, okay? Because retailers may discount braiding hair to clear out old or discontinued products. For example, I was able to go into a beauty supply store and find a braiding hair that was once $5.99 a pack for $1. Now, in my suspicion, it's because this is too good to be true. But also, you want to know that what is the hair specifically good for? Box braids, rope twists, stitch braids. Who knows? You might just need it to just put a bun in for the day, or some color extensions, or to mix or blend in with another color. There is reasons that you need the hair for the clearance to be on sale, and then there's a reason that the person that's supplying needs to put it on sale. So therefore, it's a hand trade going in very perfectly. All right, number four, we got bundles and subscriptions. Now listen, some hair braiding businesses may offer bundles or subscriptions, right? But check this out. When you find braiding hair, it allows you to purchase the hair at a discounted price, and you can buy it in bulk, and you could buy more. And then don't forget about signing up for the subscription service. Since you bought one time, now they feel like you'll come to them again when they have their next sale. So be sure to leave an email. Emails are important. Be sure y'all working on y'all emails this year. Number five, we got competitor pricing. Now, competitor pricing could be a little sketchy. One store or vendor or supplier may say they're selling it for XYZ, but they're 30 miles out. Compared to the next store you see, they're selling it for a different price. You might like that price, but still it's too far for you to get to that person or supplier. This may involve visiting multiple stores or websites to find the lowest price. So you still end up probably having to pay the shipping cost, okay? But that's okay if it's for your budget. If it's out of your budget, please be sure to find somewhere where your competitor's pricing will actually go with the competitor's price for you. Okay? Or ask, because 9 times out of 10, the beauty supply stores, they just want to make a sale. Okay? It'd be more if you thought about it like beauty supply stores don't really have to sell it at the price they want that they have on it. They just are trying to make a profit. So we have to understand as well what small businesses that have storefronts are doing compared to what we are doing as well. Okay, we have the option to change prices. We have the option to do bundles and subscriptions. We have the options to do clearance sales, and we have the options to do seasonal sales, as well as promotion and discounts. Now, with all these five things being interesting to us as braiders and how to get the hair, we also should intel that into how we pick and choose to offer these types of decodes or discounts to our clients. And y'all hear more about that in part two. I thank y'all for listening to this episode. It was a good introduction to get us squared away with how we can find the right merchandise and supplies for our business. If this sounds like a good choice to you and listening to, be sure to follow here for more at Braiding Is My Business. Y'all heard it first. I'm Celeste, you're a braidologist, and I'll be coming back with more on details on how you can utilize these five keywords to subdue sales to your new clients.